Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the delightful book, I Think My Brother is a Werewolf by J.B. Montier, the classic werewolf story is told in a fun way from a children's perspective. Brotherly love is taken through an awesome adventure when three friends see one of their brothers going through some horrifying, crazy changes. When his brother Jaden starts to change into a teenager, Corey mistakes it for changing into something, well, even more horrifying. JB was born in Huntington, Utah. He's a single father of four amazing children who mean the world to him. He enjoys writing, illustrating, and of course, telling funny, intriguing, and sometimes scary stories. He enjoys spending time singing karaoke, fossil hunting, and riding his motorcycle. He also travels in his RV around the national parks all across the country. Also the author of Frankie Frankenstein, Camp Werewolf, and Dragon's Prize. And J.B. Montier, author of I Think My Brother is a Werewolf, is our guest on This Week in America. J.B., a pleasure to have you with us to share your mind and your scary stories with us on the program today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me here.
It is a pleasure, and I'll mention the video portion of that. JB is coming to us via Skype, the video portion available on YouTube and our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How long have you been writing children's stories? This is not the first one. You've done a number of these. How long have you been writing the stories?
My children are in their late 20s and stuff, early 20s. But since they were little kids, I used to sit between their bedrooms at night, the girls' rooms and the bunk beds of the boys, and read a story to them. And then we run out. And because back then, you had to go to the library, local library.
Oh, yes.
And so I just started making up stories, and they seemed to like those better.
And it's a lot easier.
Writing them down.
Yeah, a lot easier to run to the library. So these are stories that you've ended up telling your kids over the years. I mentioned the books, and we'll go through them during the course of the conversation. But are you planning on writing more books? You seem to have these great stories and a really interesting, fun way to tell them. Are you going to write more?
I have many in my laptop, and it seems like the more I write, the longer they become. Like I have novels and stuff in there. I would love to share with the world if I could just get them out there to everybody. I would love to do it.
Well, that would be good. They're delightful stories to tell to the kids, and they've certainly been entertaining for your children as you've been reading them the stories all of these years and telling them the stories. You do such a nice job with these books. Have you ever written adult books, or would you like to get into that category?
Yeah, like I said, I do have some novels in my computer. I just haven't found the right publisher. I'm not sure exactly how to do it, where it can get to everybody without having to pay so much for everything all the time, you know? Stories are to listen to and to be read, not, you know, to make money, I think. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, it'll be interesting, and you do have the ability to tell a story, and hopefully you will you continue not only with the children, but add adults there as well. Our guest on the program is J.B. Montier. It's J.B., and then Montier is M-O-U-N-T-E-E-R. You'll find the book at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Link on our website to get more information. The book specifically we're talking about here is I Think My Brother is a Werewolf. It's a great story, but are there messages that you're trying to relay in this book and other books to kids?
Well, this one, it was actually my oldest boy, Jaden, that was scared to death of werewolves. And I used to go eat lunch with my kids in elementary, and that's where it starts out as the kids talking, because I'd listen to them, and they have such wonderful, vivid imaginations, and when they see something, like, they don't have all of the information, like we hardly ever do. We only see what our five senses see. So from their point of view, he's never heard about puberty before. And just wanted to show parents, you know, I give them a way to start talking to them about puberty. Leave the book open at the end so they can do that, or leaves a twist on it too. So it just wanted to show their imagination. and have fun and hopefully have the kids just have a fun story they love.
You know, it's a great way to do that. Yeah, you can take messages like that that are sort of intimidating messages to deliver to a child, but if you do it in a story form, as you've done with all of your books, it's a great way to introduce these topics in an entertaining way. How would you like to see these books available to children, used and maybe in schools and available? What is your ultimate goal for getting these books in the hands of kids?
Remember, when I was a kid, we used to go and we'd get those Scholastic papers we'd take home
yes.
to order from. And we used to do them. My kids' mom used to do that all the time. That was something we loved. And if I could get them into all the schools, that would be, you know, the best. Because then kids can get to them and just read them over and over again and still not have to, like, pay the money to do it or whatever, and hopefully go through all of them instead of just one.
That would be good. And all of the books you'll find, of course, at the usual places. This particular book we're talking about, I think my brother is a werewolf, you'll find at authorreputationpress.com. The other books are Frankie Frankenstein, Camp Werewolf, and Dragon's Prize. You've done some illustrating, I mentioned in the beginning as well, and you've done that on some of the books. Talk about that, because you're a very gifted illustrator as well.
Well, a really good artist in Price, Utah, Dina Floyd, was the one that took these pictures of my kids in this story. I think my brother's a werewolf, and she made them into really unique paintings. Every one, every illustration at the beginning of each chapter is done in a unique way, and she's very, very talented. Dina Floyd did that one. And the rest of my books, I drew. That's how a lot of my story started, is drawing a character, you know, and like that, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how to explain that.
Well, yeah.
Kind of hard email to my head sometimes.
I know what you're talking about, and it's so nice to have the illustrations when they actually complement what you're trying to say and getting the point across without, you know, overwhelming the message, and you're able to do that with the illustrations in the book. What inspired you to be a writer? Where did this come from? Was this something at an early age when you thought, boy, I like reading and I'd like to write books as well?
My mom was a huge influence. She was a real artsy woman, you know, and she used to take me to writing seminars when, and stuff like that. Met Morris and Scott Card and everybody Westminster colleges and things like that would go to. And she used to travel with me when I'd go on book tours. She'd even set up my tables for me and the things. It was really sweet. But then obviously my kids again, I just had to always campfire stories, make them up on the spot and stuff. And now my dad helps me a lot now. He's the one that tries to push me to be write more and things like that. So I appreciate that.
Are you working on any books now?
I have just started to again. They've been locked away in my laptop for so long. And went through some things, and now I'm just starting to get back. I really want to get these out. Just to be enjoyed, you know. I don't want to see them lost.
You know, you've got an excellent.
Yeah, I definitely want to.
You do an excellent job of sort of capturing the mind of a child, which the logic of a child. They're all very realistic as we read all of the young characters in the books. Talk about that. Besides being a father and telling your stories, you do some observational you have some observational skills in there too, don't you? You know how a child thinks. It's almost like they were writing the story.
Yeah. My kids always reminded me so much of my childhood, and I think I'm just a big kid still, what I feel like. And it's just so easy to, you have to try it. It's easy to look through a child's eyes. You just got to look for the beauty and innocence and everything without prejudice, and always look from their point of view. And they're just funny. You just take everything with a grain of salt and make it get happy. And that's a child's vision.
What do your kids think now? They grew up listening to these stories. Now they can buy copies of these books, and they can buy copies of these books for their kids. What do your kids think about Dad being a successful published author?
I'm not sure. They haven't really said anything lately. But like when they were kids, they used to think the characters were real. You know, like I called them, "Hey, I got a call the other day. Drake is in the hospital." You know, from Cap World. "What happened to him, Dad?" You know, see, my oldest daughter, it was funny.
Yeah, so the characters do come to life in the family. This book is, I think my brother is a werewolf. J.B. Monteer, that's M-O-U-N-T-E-E-R, is the author. You'll find the book at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, all the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the other books that are still available out there. This one, I think my brother is a werewolf. Let's start with Frankie Frankenstein. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, that one was publishing company put out something. They wanted to teach kids math, you know, in a good way. And like you were saying, you have to teach kids learn from stories a lot better. And so I wrote it about two scientists, the weird and strange science that wanted to have kids and never had time, so they decided to build one, you know, plug him in and charge him at night and stuff. And he teaches. He's a smart kid, and so he teaches his buddy patterns and probability and stuff to end up winning a race, you know. So it teaches kids math without them realizing it.
Yeah, there are a lot of lessons in there, and I guess the secret to being a good storyteller, as JB is to take those lessons that you'd like to get across and do it in an entertaining way, and certainly able to do that in Frankie Frankenstein. That book is still available. Camp Werewolf, that was written and illustrated by JB. What's that about?
Don't judge someone before you know them. I mean, that's it. And that kid goes to a camp. There's stories where they're at summer camp where there's stories, you know, always been told legends of werewolves and vampires on the mountains, you know. And you just through what happens with them characters, you learn not to be scared of something of the unknown, but to embrace it and learn to average somebody by what they look like.
It's a great message, and it's done in such a delightful way. That book is Camp Werewolf, and then Dragon's Prize. Talk about that. This is really another nice story as well. What's the background on that story?
Well, that one was one that came from just a draw. I used to draw just a lot, and I drew this knight, shining armor with a big dragon, you know, cartoonish ones. Because kids like big pictures, you know. That's a picture book more for kids, you know, just a little kid. It's rhyming, but it's, again, teaches them not to judge something before you know it, you know. And it's just a fun writing picture book, and I drew those, but my kids' mom actually painted them for me, which she was really good at painting. I don't know if she still is, but she was.
That's interesting. So a family affair, and that's how all these started, were stories that JB would tell his kids, and now there are stories that are published and out there. One we're talking about specifically is I Think My Brother is a Werewolf, JB Monteer, that's Monteer, the book available, authorreputationpress.com, all of the usual places. What are sort of your goals for your writing? It sounds like you're doing some traveling now and thinking about getting back into writing. What do you see as a writer? You've got such talent. More on the horizon? Do you think you'll settle down and do some more of these books?
Well, that's what the traveling is for, too. That's what made me decide to write again, is people like Matt that actually enjoyed my writing. For a while, I gave up on it, you know. And now I realize that people can enjoy these stories and will. And so I don't want them to be lost. I'm going to find lakes that are cool where you don't have to turn and go out there under the surface at night and stuff and just write the stories. They come from nature. It's the best place Right.
Where did this imagination come from? Did you always have an imagination like this as a child, that you were always telling stories and scaring the other kids with the stories you were telling? I had to go on a camping trip as a young kid with you. You'd have me scared to death. I'd be at the bottom of the sleeping bag and afraid to come out.
Don't really remember a lot of things from them, but the imagination part, my mom and dad just always tells me stories of things I'd make up. Things and drawing was always a big thing, and again, that's what all began. It was
that, yes,
drawing, and then when you have kids, you have to come up with something that's scary for them around the campfire, you know. Like mosquito venom is one I want to bring out. One of the first ones called mosquito venom. That's one they asked me to come up with a story, and I did. And it's like a Goosebumps type thing with a major twist. They all have twist endings, you know. You got to put that twist in there.
Well, yes.
Leave it open.
So you can sort of entertain them, and then it's a book that you'll follow all the way through the end, and the kids will do that and enjoy it. The book is I Think My Brother Is a Werewolf. That's just one of many, written by J.B. Monteer, our guest on the program. That's Monteer. I get two E's in there, Teer. You'll get two T's in. Don't get too many or not enough in the book. The book available at authorreputationpress.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on, get information on the book. JB, it's been a pleasure having you on the program today. Congratulations on the success of these books. We hopefully will be able to talk about more in the future. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I haven't done anything like this for a long time, and I think I want to do more.
Well, I think you should as well, and it's a pleasure having you here. J.B. Monteer, that's Monteer, authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, the usual places. I Think My Brother Is a Werewolf, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.